The housing crisis and the cost of living are among the themes which dominate in today's newspapers. The front page of the Irish Times leads with an opinion poll looking at what people want ahead of the budget. It found while 50% want help with cost of living, only 24% said the government should prioritise an increase of spending on services. Looking ahead to Budget 2025, the Irish Independent's Adriana Rona spoke to a couple who are struggling to save to buy their dream home while spending €2,000 a month to rent an apartment in Talla. Tanuj Narayan and his wife Nikki have a combined income of more than €100,000, but savings of just €5,000. Tanuj said the Help to Buy scheme only applies to new builds and wants it extended, saying, "Even if I'm buying it from someone, for me it is still my first home." Also caught up in the housing struggle is Virgin media star Muireann O'Connell, who spoke to reporters, including Sandra Mallon of the Irish Daily Mirror, as part of Ireland AM's 25-year celebrations. The TV presenter said, "Every house I have bid on over the last 3 years has gone up by at least €100,000. I don't have that money." In the Irish Independent, Gordon Deegan writes that the owners of the luxury Ashford Castle Resort have paid out €3.5 million for a 14-unit housing estate in Ballinrobe, County Mayo, in order to provide accommodation for 56 staff. General Manager Niall Rochford said the staff loved the homes. The Irish Daily Mail also leads with a housing story. Brian Mahan, political correspondent, writes that thousands of potential rental homes have been left beyond the reach of people because the government has failed to launch its register to crack down on short-term lets. Minister for Housing Dara O'Brien had promised the regulations would be in place during the lifetime of this government, but opposition politicians are now accusing the coalition of failing to act. The Irish Independence front page leads with a revelation that is likely to lead to more discussion about our neutrality stance. John Mulligan reports that Ireland is now at the centre of plans for a new €40 billion transatlantic renewable electricity interconnector that would strengthen NATO's energy security. Inside the Irish Times, meanwhile, Stephen Collins has an opinion piece with the headline, "Let's face up to the fact that we are clearly not neutral." He writes, "It is about time that the government parties were honest with the electorate about the need to finally face our responsibilities." The Irish Examiner leads with the deadly Israeli attacks that blew up radios and pagers in Lebanon and which Hezbollah has warned has crossed all red lines. Their front page also carries a report on the use of e-scooters by young drug dealers. One Garda source said, "It's a win-win for criminals. E-scooters provide a quick, mobile getaway and Garda are restricted in their pursuit of them." And the Examiner also carries a report, which was first published yesterday in the UK Guardian, from Sasa Ulova, who told of her experience working in a hotel in Ireland. It reveals how hospitality workers struggle to get a regular payslip or schedule and have to do an 11-hour shift without a toilet break. In the Irish Times, Dublin editor Olivia Kelly writes that one of the historic gates of Phoenix Park has had to be removed after a Dublin City Council lorry became wedged in the entrance earlier this week. The gates were restored in 2021 as part of an €800,000 conservation project. The Irish Sun's front page story features Margaret Long, who was waiting for 3 years to bury her sister in Cork after the ashes of Maura Franzaglia went missing in the post from America. And finally for now, inside the Irish Sun, columnist Damien Lane has a dispatch from his holidays in the Basque region where he writes, "A glass of wine is no more than €2. A pint of beer won't break the bank at just €2.50. A cup of coffee is an average of €1.50. I think I might stay in Spain."